Jury service is a puzzling thing. In one way, the jury is shrouded in secrecy and protection. In another way, it's all about public revelation. I didn't realize fully the strange dynamic until last week when I served as a juror. I probably don't need to tell you much about the secret part of jury work, even if you've never served as a juror before. In our big jury assembly room, we knew each other more by number than by name, so we were mostly anonymous. Even when we were chosen for a jury, we couldn't discuss the case until deliberations, so those of us who gathered in a small jury room during breaks in the trial had basically nothing to talk about. Our one certain commonality was off-limits. We were very much strangers. Add to that something called the Jury Secrecy Act in Illinois. The act basically enforces secrecy in deliberations. That means that anyone who observes or records or attempts to record jury discussions is guilty of a crime. Another part of the statute allows a judge to decide not to release the names of jurors to the public if there's a reasonable threat of harm to the jurors. That's somewhat similar to the Juror Protection Act. Under that law, if someone represents himself or herself at trial and that person is found guilty, that person must get special permission before contacting any member of the jury. So you sort of get the sense that throughout a good part of the process, jurors have some privacy. That might not be the best word, but things are secret and anonymous in a sense, quiet at least, and the court can ratchet up the privacy if need be. But step into a courtroom when potential jurors are answering questions about their backgrounds so that attorneys can assess the juror's ability to decide a case fairly, a process called voir dire, and you won't see much concern within the system generally about secrecy or privacy or anonymity. The judges try to be delicate, as did the attorneys I saw, but sometimes subtlety isn't possible. Here's what I mean. When a potential juror fills out a jury form, she's asked whether she or any family members have criminal convictions. On the written form, the potential juror marks a simple yes or no. But in the courtroom, with maybe 50 other potential jurors and other audience members present, she might have to explain in detail what family member was convicted of what crime, or what crime she has on her own record, information no one else may have known about before. Or jurors might be forced to talk about a time when they or family members were victimized and explain to the courtroom exactly what happened. The attorneys might ask about other things in detail, too, all to see if potential jurors will be fair and impartial. It may be a necessary evil, but it's one that a lot of people probably wish didn't have to happen in open court, with 50 strangers they'll be seeing for a while, sitting there listening. That transparency is a good thing, most will certainly say, because it helps the public trust our system of justice. But when weighed against that whole privacy, secrecy, and anonymity thing, I got the distinct sense that some of us in the jury pool would have liked more of that earlier within the trial process rather than later. As one legal scholar and judge put it in an article published just this month about jury information forms and their possible link to juror apathy, "We'd like the public to allow us to return to our private lives as anonymously as we came. And you really don't much recognize the issue until you're a part of it." I'm Amy Guida.